from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Yeah, Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Coming up about 20 minutes, say how you can win a 4-pack of tickets to the Atlantic City In Water Boat Show at the Golden Nugget Casino Hotel September 5th through the 8th. Don't change the dial. 20 minutes from now, I'll tell you how you could win that prize. All right, so before we go back to the phone lines here, Hugh, on all things Eagles, and you can react to the Phillies' win last night in Taiwan, getting one more shot here coming up on Wednesday. Yesterday, we spoke a lot about the Cowboys. Are we dismissing them? Their weird, crazy offseason. Well, they did make the move yesterday. They finally re-signed CeeDee Lamb. Did you see how much money CeeDee got?
Got like 130-something, right?
Yeah.
100 million guaranteed.
4 years, 136, 100 guaranteed. I believe A.J. Brown's guarantees were in the 50 million range. I think Devontae's were in the $30 million range. It's just, look, CeeDee's a there it is. CeeDee's a great player. Obviously, the Cowboys needed to keep him. But it just, this like hit me like, man, Howie's always ahead of this stuff. And the Cowboys, you are always behind on this stuff.
Yeah, but what happened yesterday was the best kind of apology that you could ever have in life. It's a financial apology.
And it was an expensive one.
Yes.
Did she do anything for us?
It was $100 million. Guaranteed financial apology. Somebody need to apologize to me for $100.
Absolutely.
That's not happening.
You need to apologize to the city of Jacksonville.
I'm just saying, $25 million.
They would agree down there. Yeah.
No, they wouldn't. I gave them 3 sacks. They just had to prorate them.
I mean, what are we paying for?
Prorate.
You gave them 3 sacks.
Gave them 3 of them. If they'd have let me play the way that I want to play, probably would have been more. But I prorated them. They prorated them.
Yeah. I might put up a poll. Should you apologize to the city of Jacksonville?
No, I'm not gonna do it. I'm not gonna do it.
I mean, they did fire him on live television.
I got fired. That was a good trade-off. Good trade-off.
All right, so Jerry Jones makes that move yesterday. I don't think it changes much. Season. I expected CeeDee to play. Now, I think the Dak thing actually is going to hover over their season more.
Dak about to get more bread than that.
But I don't know if they're going to do it till the offseason. I think this hovers.
They got to wait to see what that NFL money going to look like.
And if I'm Dak, I'm going to wait. Like, if he gets to free agency, it's a bidding war. Right now, whatever they're offering him, I don't know, $55-$60 a year, that's the offer. But if he gets to free agency, well, I don't know, pick a team, the Raiders or someone, a team that hasn't had a quarterback in forever, they might just throw 80 at him.
Yeah, he about to get paid.
Yeah, I wouldn't sign if I was him.
Can I give you a Howie take?
Yeah.
Howie Roseman should have a job for life, for as long as he wants to have the Eagles GM job.
Why?
Howie Roseman should have it.
Because of stuff like this.
He's the best general manager we've ever had. Best general manager in the city. He is... Say what you want about him. He has his flaws. He is always, 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 always trying to keep the Eagles in contention.
And
you can't ask for much more.
And we'll never have a situation where they have a player as good as Lamb, like A.J. Brown, right? And it gets to the point where...
It gets crazy.
We'll never have a general manager in the city as good as Howie Roseman. He should have a job with the Eagles for as long as he wants
to. Well, he's the top GM. I mean, he is. He's the top GM right now. And Dabrowski's, got a Hall of Fame track record. But still, how he is, I believe Howie's going to end up in Canton. I felt this during the 22 run when it was like, man, he did it again. What a brand new team. Another guy that's for Canton, but probably for different reasons than his skill as a GM, is Jerry Jones. Did you see these quotes from Jerry Jones yesterday?
Ooh, no, read them to me.
All right, well, he's on the. You've been saying it. He's on the verge of getting himself canceled.
Jerry's, yeah, careful now.
Yeah, all right. I'll be careful so I don't get myself canceled. All right, so here's Jerry Jones yesterday. He was speaking to Clarence Hill down in Dallas. Or here, ready for this? He was talking about how good he is as a GM. Quote, "Plus, I'm where the buck stops," he said. "When it bleeps up, I got to cover it. And so there, you can't give anybody enough, can't give. There's nobody can do it. The reason I don't let somebody else be the GM is because I don't have anybody that I will let actually do it right, and they're going to have to come to me because I know where it is that you're going to pay for it." So Jerry Jones basically saying he'll never let anyone else run the team because he's the only one that
he
can run the Cowboys.
Where he is. I don't understand what he's saying when he say he knows where he is.
It's a lot more confusing in the writing.
Because I know where it is that you're going to pay for it.
Yeah,
I mean,
pay for
the
what?
Bottom line. Okay, well, okay.
What are we paying for?
So there's another line to the quote that might actually bring it all together. Ready? Quote, I'm emotional about it sometimes. This is about that they haven't won in a while. Well, running this thing, that's who I want to make the last call. Now, when I can't bleep and think, when I'm old and I can't even do it, but I'm a long way from not being able to do it too. Jerry, this is me editorializing. I don't know how far you're away from that, actually.
I want to know what he's talking about, where he know where what is. What do you know where it is?
The line was, and they're going to have to come to me because I know where it is that you're going to pay for it.
Mm. Pay for what, though?
I don't know. I don't know.
No, because you see where I'm going with this, because I feel like he probably forgot where he was.
I think he often does.
And he was like, I know where to go to pay for it. Pay for what, Jerry? I ought to ask him, like, pay for what?
I'm looking at a threesome.
Now you feel me, because that was a weird way to say it. I mean, I'm not trying to insinuate anything, but it's like, okay, what are we paying for?
Well, what I got out of it is
for service, like CD&AM services?
Well, hopefully not.
His
services on the field.
He also said there's nobody living out there cutting and shooting that can't give a bunch of times they busted their ass. So hell no, there's nobody that could bleep to come in here and do all the contracts and be a GM any better than I can.
That's not a vote of confidence in his son, Stephen Jones, who is in line to take over.
No, what's happening is this. You know how when they say, what's the phrase, when your worlds collide, like your present and your past, they start to run together? That's where Jerry is right now.
It's not a good place.
It's not a good place to be because Jerry grew up in a tumultuous time. Jerry's going to have a moment. It's just a matter of time. He grew up in a tumultuous time. It ain't nothing but a matter of time.
So you say his head and his mind might transport back to a different time in America?
They're about the 60s. I'm thinking about the 60s era.
Is he going to people somebody?
Oh, it's going to be so bad. Can't you see it? No, listen. Al Davis did something similar. Like, he had, like I remember Derek was out there, not throwing Derek under the bus or anything. But he used to say, Al was different. Al Davis was different back in the day. So, yeah, it's coming. It's definitely coming.
Yeah, so I remember reading a book about Al once, and I think he was almost an equal opportunistic. He would say things.
Clean it up.
He would say things. He would like every player and coach would he would say things.
Yeah, he would offend. He was an equal opportunity offender.
Right, so it didn't come off as any one particular group was
like
offended.
A group of people.
Yeah, but he
offended everybody.
Everyone. If you were on that team, he would get you. 215-592-9400. Let's go back to the phone lines here, talking about Phillies, Eagles, and where are you come down on this? Are the Eagles more likely to miss the playoffs or win the Super Bowl? An astonishing number of people today are with Hugh Douglas on this, that they're more likely to win the Super Bowl.
Why are you surprised, Joe?
Because it's harder to win the Super Bowl than just to miss the playoffs.
Why are you yelling? I'm just trying to – listen, Joe, I'm trying to get you on our page.
I know.
Obviously, we've found something special in what this is, and we understand it. We're just trying to get you to understand it now.
I'm trying to get you guys to see the reality, but no one wants to do it. Lance is back up. What's up, Lance?
Hey, how you doing, man? How you doing today, fellas?
What's going
good,
on, Lance?
Good, Lance. What's up?
Good. I'm actually on the other side. And I'm not on the other side. Like, I don't think that we're going to make the Super Bowl. I just think that only one team on our side can make the Super Bowl, right? And it's too many things that's going against us right now. Like, everybody's saying all this positive, but we also get to forget that this is another new system that Jalen's going to be in. This is another thing that he has to relearn, and we go through the whole process with new members on the other side, hopefully backing them up, which is on defense. And I am betting you, I'm very surprised. I believe defense wins games because we've seen in the Super Bowl that defense definitely loses games.
Tell him, Lance. Tell him.
So with that being the case, if we're not prepared on defense correctly, now I'm not saying Vic ain't going to have us prepared or anything, but it's a lot of new components. And, Hugh, I'm going to have to talk to you. The fact that you downing my man Kelce like that, like, my man, he is why Jalen has been safe the way he's been safe the whole time, in my opinion. I mean, I hope Cam don't get bull rushed over, because it's not going to be good. But definitely defense is what's most important. I mean, of course, offense, you got to put the points up. But if we can't stop him, then what?
How, wait a minute. I'm stuck on the – how I'm dogging Kelce. I got stuck on a few components that you made.
You kind of poo-pooing the loss.
See, no, I didn't. I'm saying, listen, the center is a important piece.
Yeah.
But when I think about this team, I don't think that us losing the center is going to be the reason why we're not good.
Is the center a luxury too?
In this situation, yes.
Oh, to have a Hall of Fame center, yes.
Joe's about to stand up.
No, to have a Hall of Fame center is a luxury in this situation. Yes. Yes, it is. He's that. I cannot take that away from you. But when you sit here and tell me that when you say the zero sum of the Eagles rest upon Jason Kelce setting the protection and the success of the team, I can't buy that. I'm sorry.
Can I ask you a question, Hugh?
Yes.
Can I ask you a question? When it comes down to defense, right? When that quarterback hiked the ball, what is the worst section like on Jalen? If you go straight down the middle at him, straight down the middle, isn't he more so going to panic and have a harder time if you get in right in the middle instead of coming on the sides on him? The defensive player.
When you're talking about, you mean the shortest distance between the quarterback is a straight line.
Pressure.
Is that what you're trying to say?
Exactly.
Pressure.
Yeah, right.
I always felt Brady Lance when he didn't struggle often. When he struggled, it was pressure up the middle.
But Lance, I'll tell you one thing that I knew though for a fact. The center in any offensive line is the weakest component of that offensive line because he's the smallest, correct? And he's the one that gets, regardless of what it is, he has the ability to get the most help out of anybody. Now, we've had a good center. But, hell, I played with Hank Fraley. Hank Fraley was the most athletically gifted person on the planet, and he did pretty well. He got us to the Super Bowl. So when you sit here and tell me that, you know, the end-all to be-all for this team to be successful is Jason Kelce, I'm sorry. I give Jason Kelce all the love on the planet for what he's done, but I'm sorry. I don't buy that. Don't buy
that. I say I'm surprised at what you said.
Why would you be surprised? Because I just said it again. No, Lance. Yeah, I'm saying I just said it again. Why are you surprised?
You
I just said it again.
On it.
Yeah.
I thought you had more care for a fellow Hall of Famer. That's all.
I have a tremendous amount of respect for
good
Jason
call, Lance.
And his brother. Hell, they just got paid
$100 million for that podcast.
A hundred of them things. No, it's not that, man. See, this is where. You people, I got to get y'all right.
This is unbelievable.
Wait a minute. I'm not Jerry Jones in this thing.
So what are the Kelce people?
No.
The people that are afraid about losing
this.
A Hall of Famer?
When I mention and evoke.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Certain individual's name. I always give them respect that they deserve. Like Nick Foles. Like you get mad when I spit you the facts about Nick Foles, you get mad. And when I spit facts about Jason, you get mad.
These aren't
y'all
facts.
Need to stop doing that. Y'all folks need to stop. I'm not disrespecting neither two of those guys.
A little bit.
Because I know how important and significant. See, Joe, you get this thing started. I know how important and significant they are to the lexicon of this Philly football.
Oh, you went lexicon.
Yeah, I'm trying to it's football season. I'm trying
the
to
the IQ just
skyrocketed. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get these words out and say them the right way.
Can I bring it back as simple as possible?
Yes.
Okay. Imagine you have a room of people and they can't figure out the test, right? There's the question they have to figure out that's like a group project.
Yes.
You take the smartest person out of that room with the most experience.
Mm-hmm.
He's gone or she's gone.
Jason.
And then you say, come back again and you say, we got it this time. Isn't it fair for me to question, like, he called the protections and they couldn't handle the blitz. And that for most of his time here, they handled it well. Last year, whatever happened. And now I'm supposed to expect it all to just get better. I don't know. Maybe it's not.
And again, not disrespecting him, but can I say, like, the guy that Jason Kelce started out as is not the guy that we love and revere now, right?
That's fine, but they're missing 2023, Kelce. Like, you're right. He wasn't a Hall of Famer in 2011, 2012, 2013, 2014.
So he had to grow into that point. He worked his butt off to do that.
I agree.
Which I totally respect. Everything he's ever done, he's worked his butt off to do. You have to give somebody else that opportunity.
I'm with you, and guess what? The 2025 and 2026 Eagles with Cam Jurgens may have a great chance. Mm-hmm. I'm concerned about the 2024 Eagles.
And the 2024 Eagles. Okay, right now, and I know it's going to be hard for some of y'all, But is Cam Jurgens a better athlete right now than Jason Kelce was when he started at that position?
Yes. Yes. That, but the 2012 Eagles didn't win anything. And no, then the 2013 Eagles.
But the
or
point
14.
That I'm making is this, is that athletically, Cam Jurgens puts us in a better spot now than Jason Kelce did when he started, and he's going to get better. And the thing that the reason why I feel so strongly about this offensive line is not going to be that bad. Jason Kelce in the building every day. Jason Kelce has a lock. Jason Kelce is a coach. Jason Kelce is not going to let this team fail like that because he's going to impart all of his wisdom to Cam to allow him to see some of the and play and do some of the nuanced things that Kelce did when he played.
I think what you're saying is fair, and I actually think we probably should have higher hopes for Jurgens, and maybe he could be great too.
Yeah.
Kyle, you might remember this when they drafted Jurgens. I think I don't know if it was Kelce or Howie. They had some sort of like Favre to Rodgers comp, right? Like they thought it could be that. That could happen. Like Cam Jurgens could end up being a great center. But yeah. If we're using the Packers thing, right? When Favre left, Aaron Rodgers, I think he went 6-10 his first year. Then he became a Hall of Famer. When Aaron Rodgers left, Jordan Love took a half a season before he got good. Then he got good. Like Cam Jurgens could be good.
Yeah.
Is he going to be great next Friday night?
Yes.
I don't think so.
I look at it like this, Joe.
I don't think so.
Again. When you know that you potentially have holes, because I'll be honest with you. Mekhi Becton, not too excited about that tall-ass 6'7". I'm not too excited about that. Like, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not too excited about that because I think about it.
Is he too big to play guard?
I look at it like this. Because look at most of the D tackles he played. Look at Aaron Donald.
Tiny.
Look at the little guys. Like Hollis. Like most of them guys that are smaller, they get be underneath you and they drive you back to the quarterback. That's not something that I'm excited about. But the thing that I do know for a fact is being a former defensive lineman. When you have a team that can get after the quarterback, like potentially Green Bay can, because we all talk about the pass rush and everything, your game plan is to get the ball out of your hands quickly. And I feel like we have enough talent so that that's not going to be as a big a deal as you think it's going to be and picking up the blitz, because you're going to have some blitz beaters in there where you just, like, 1-2-3 throw. It might be like pull up and just throw the ball, like to receivers that can do that. You know, skinny Batman and big Batman, you catch them on a quick slant, it's bye-bye, especially if you're in zero coverage, bye-bye. But you have to be able to see that, and you have to be able to identify that. And to be honest, if Jalen does that, and you know what the funny thing about it, Joe, he only got to do it once. Because I guarantee you, if he does it one time, and they beat them when they're in a zero blitz, and they beat them on a quick slant, they ain't running that no more.
Well, you're right about that. It would change the way defenses play them if they adjust to it. 215-592-9494. Coming up in 5 minutes, I'll tell you how you could win a 4-pack of tickets to the Atlantic City In-Water Boat Show at the Golden Nugget Hotel coming up September 5th through the 8th. Ron and Monco has the plan for Taiwan Walker. What's up, Ron?
Oh, my God.
You're right,
Ron. What's going on, man?
58 minutes and 30 seconds of total blobation.
It's actually 24 hours, 7 days a week on WIP.
That's how you describe all of your phone calls combined, Ron?
Anyway, Hugh, let me tell you, when it comes to the finances of the contract and the realities of the contract and the money end of it, you're tops. You're on top, dude. I mean, you're there because, you know, people like me and you know it's about money.
Okay? Tell them again.
Right. Well, you can't talk to them. They're pom-pom shakers, dude. You can't talk to them kind.
The pom-pom shakers? You guys are carrying water from Middleton. I don't care about his wallet. I'm trying to win baseball games.
I'm not carrying water from Middleton. Are you kidding me? Are you out of your mind? Listen, I'm going to tell you. Here's what I'm doing. If I'm GM, if I'm Dombrowski, okay? Now, of course, I don't have the contract in my hand, okay? But I'll tell you what I'm doing, okay? He's got two more. He's got this year and two more years?
Yes.
Okay, it's simple. He's going down to the minors. He's going to the most uncomfortable place that I can put him, okay? He is going to go to – he's going to play winter ball in the most uncomfortable place that I can assign him.
And once I get that in motion, I'm going to call his agent, and I'm going to say, hey, this is where he's going to be, and this is where he's going to stay.
All right, let me ask you this, Ron. As a veteran with 5 years of Major League service, he has to consent to a trip to the minor league. So when he says no, what do you do?
Well, that's a toughie. See, like I said, I don't have his contract.
What happened to your genius plan, Ron?
I am going to make him uncomfortable. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make him uncomfortable, and I'm going to try to get to negotiate him out of here on his contract by whatever means I need to do it.
I mean, Ron, I'm for it. If we could send Taiwan to the minors, I just think him and his agent would say no.
Everybody's talking about how great Dombrowski is. Well, you know, weave me something, dude. You know, do something. You know, because you need that roster spot for the rest of the season, and you need it for the playoffs. You can't have a nothing on the roster. You can't.
I agree. You know what I mean? I've been trying to tell Hugh that, and he's giving me the contract nonsense. Like
and
you.
Joe, listen,
I'm just keeping
Joe,
it the bean, dog.
I forgot. Listen, you're excellent about that, but we got to work on the Hughes Clues thing, and we got to work on our, you know, we got to work on our analogy.
It goes a little over Ron's head.
Look, let's tighten it up a little bit, Hugh. Come on.
A little bit. Okay. Yeah. But you got to admit, that first clue on Hughes Clues.
No, that was fire.
Awesome.
This was a good one.
I thought I had it, you know, today, but I didn't. I missed a clue. But anyway, Joe, listen. I highly recommend, you know, because you're so, I have such a problem with the birds right now. You know, Thorazine, dude.
No, okay? I don't have a problem. 10-7.
And just take a pill and relax, dude.
I am
okay?
relaxed. I'm content. They're going to win 10 football games. Ron, I mean, I wish they'd win more, but I'm content in my prediction they're going to win 10 football games. You guys are the ones that need a little.
Thorazine is pretty powerful.
Yeah, when I hear people saying 13 at the bare minimum, as if every year 5 or 6 teams just win 13 games.
We're the Eagles. We're going to run off 13 wins, man. We can do that. That's easy.
Easy?
Yeah. I mean, let me look at the schedule.
Oh, God.
You got me.
You can pull it up.
Let me look at the schedule again.
Tell me how many wins you come up with right now. You know what I'm pulling up here? How many times in Eagles history have they won 13 games? We say this like as if it's like, whatever, just we'll get 13 this year. You ready for this? In the history of the Philadelphia Eagles, and it's been a long history, Hugh Douglas, you know how many times they've won 13 games?
4 times.
3. You were on one of those teams.
I know. I knew I was on one of them.
3 times ever. Now, I recognize there's an extra game now, right? There's 17. Yeah, yeah. So, you know, 13 might be the old 12, depending on how you view the 17-game schedule. But still, 13 is a big number. They did it in 2004, 17, and 22. Now, when they win 13 games, that means a Super Bowl trip every single time. Have you pulled up the schedule here? What do you got?
I'm looking at the schedule. I have them losing the first game in Brazil.
So then you have them reeling off 13 of the final 16.
I got to be consistent. I have to be consistent,
no,
and I had them and I had them losing the first game.
Okay.
Got them beating the Falcons. I think I had them beating the Saints. I think I had them beating the Bucks.
So that's 3-1.
I don't know if I had them beating the Browns. They beat the brakes off the Giants. The Bengals.
And so you got 2 losses now? Or what's the Browns one? Because you're not sure on that one.
I'm gonna say they beat the Browns.
Okay, so you got the Bengals lost, Packers lost. That's 2?
No, I think the Bengals, they lose. Yeah, the Bengals lost. They lose to the Bengals.
So you got 2 losses through the middle of October.
The Jaguars, they beat the Jaguars.
Okay.
The first one, they lose to the Cowboys.
That's 3 losses. You only got 1 more.
And
you're out after 1 more.
Okay. The Rams. I mean the Ravens.
So beating the Rams in L.A.?
Yes.
Okay. So they're running the table after that Ravens game.
Yeah, they're going to run the table. They got the Panthers, the Steelers, the Commodores, the Cowboys, and the Giants. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Hold on. Your Panthers, Hugh.
They're not my Panthers anymore.
What a difference a year makes. All right, by the way, we got a big prize to give away right Now, we got a four-pack to the Atlantic City In-Water Boat Show at the Golden Nugget Casino, September 5th through the 8th. All right, caller number three to 215-988-1258. Call number three, 215-988-1258 wins those tickets right now. We'll get to your phone calls. Eagles, more likely to win the Super Bowl or miss the playoffs. We'll update you on the Phillies' magic number for the NLAs and how close are they to clinching a playoff spot. That's coming up next. This is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.